This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. The United States says it's ready to spend $100 million to assist China and other countries impacted by the deadly coronavirus. In a statement, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Friday, the commitment, along with hundreds of millions of dollars from the U.S. private sector, demonstrates American leadership in responding to the outbreak. President Donald Trump, meanwhile, praised Chinese President Xi Jinping's efforts to combat the deadly virus.
They're working really hard, and I think they're doing a very professional job. They're in touch with our world organization, CDC also.
President Xi, China has reached 722 as of the end of Friday. That's up by 86 from the previous day, according to the National Health Commission. Several thousand people remain quarantined on cruise ships in Japan and Hong Kong after passengers tested positive for the coronavirus. Reuters' Beth Timmons has details.
Passengers have been confined to their cabins on board the Diamond Princess ship for days as part of a two-week quarantine after an 80-year-old man who disembarked in Hong Kong was diagnosed with the virus. Infected passengers take the total number of coronavirus infections in Japan to more than 80. Meanwhile, another ship, operated by Dream Cruises, with 3,600 people on board, remained stranded in Hong Kong after being denied entry by Taiwan, which has moved to ban all international cruise ships from docking on the island. And the Royal Caribbean, Anthem of the Seas cruise ship, docked in New Jersey early Friday, carrying dozens of passengers who are being screened for signs of the virus.
That's Beth Timmons of Reuters. This is VOA News. Two witnesses who testified in President Trump's impeachment trial, decorated to the European Union Gordon Sondland, have been fired. Vindman, a Ukraine expert, was escorted out of the White House, where he had worked on the National Security Council. His lawyer said in a statement the Purple Heart Award winner was fired, quote, for telling the truth. Asked about Vindman's case, Defense Secretary Mark Esper said the Defense Department would welcome him back to the Pentagon.
We welcome back all of our service members, wherever they serve, to any assignment they're given. I would refer you to the Army for any more detail on that.
Later Friday, Sondland, who testified against Trump and once donated $1 million to the president's inauguration, issued a statement saying that President Trump intends board has issued an update on the helicopter crash that killed basketball star Kobe Bryant and eight others last month. AP's Mike Gracia reports.
A final determination on the cause could take the 26th helicopter crash that killed Kobe Bryant, his daughter Gianna, and seven others. The NTSB says there is no sign of engine failure. A witness told the NTSB the helicopter sounded normal as it emerged from says the NTSB's report is further indication that the pilot likely became disoriented in the thick fog and clouds. I'm Mike Gracia.
The UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs says that millions of civilians are trapped in northern Syria even as deadly hostilities continue. We get more from Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
In the first 5 days of this month, the agency has verified that at least 49 civilians, including 14 women and 17 children, had been killed. It notes at least 186 civilians were killed last month. Agency spokeswoman Marta Hurtado says it is shocking that civilians continue to bear the brunt of the hostilities.
While striking a feature of the latest escalation of hostilities is that civilians are targeted even when they are trying to escape.
The UN says airstrikes by Syrian and Russian forces are responsible for most civilian deaths and injuries. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
A down day on Wall Street as stocks gave back some of the gains that they made earlier in the week. The Dow Jones Industrials lost 0.94%. The S&P 500 and the NASDAQ both dropped by 0.54%. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.
It's VOA. One. All the hits and more right here on VOA 1.